Good afternoon, everybody. Borrowed that little clip from EDS, HP company. Running projects sometimes is like herding cats. And I'm sure that many of you, when they had to retrieve a certain document and the related conversation email to that document, one guy like sitting on the shoulders of the other one and trying to get the cat off the branch and figuring out like how to get there. Site mailboxes hopefully can help you with that. Site mailboxes are a way of running projects more efficiently as it comes to getting documents and conversations together in one place and being able to manage them in one place, and most importantly, getting them out of personal mailboxes of users and out of drives of users. So in the next 65, 75 minutes, we will talk about site mailboxes. We'll basically start off on a very high level view, because I'm not super sure that all of you guys already use site mailboxes, which is actually a good question to ask. Who has already used site mailboxes in this room? Okay, I think a functional overview is very much called for. So we will start at the 100 level. That's what I will be doing. I will walk you guys through a demo and show how the experience will be if your users work with site mailboxes. Then we will go into admin controls, and Shashi will help me with that. This will be probably like a 200 session. It will mostly talk about how you set up site mailboxes and how you can control how your users use site mailboxes. And then at the end of the presentation, we will go very, very deep and look into diagnostics and supports, what commandlets are useful for you guys as you manage site mailboxes and as you need to know what's going on in your organization with site mailboxes. And then, of course, we will have a Q&A. And I would ask you to hold questions to the end because we have a lot of stuff to cover. And I want to make sure we're covering the whole thing first, and then additional questions, we will be more than happy to answer them. But it's much easier to answer the questions once seen the whole term. So some of the key takeaways. Site mailboxes are for project teams. They are a great way of filing conversations, emails, and documents together in one place so that you have, for the end user, that unity of all the matter and all the content that is relevant to a specific project. They bring documents and emails together. Documents are in SharePoint. Emails remain in Exchange. We're not like moving stuff around. We're keeping stuff in the stores that are optimized for them. Site mailboxes, and that's a big change from what you guys know as Exchange admins from the past. Site mailboxes are provisioned and managed by end users. End users create site mailboxes. End users add members and owners to site mailboxes. IT admin is not required for that, but we give you the power to set the proper policies to control what end users can do. And you do that by the policies that Shashi will explain. And last not least, Shashi will talk a lot about setting up site mailboxes. In on-premise, you have to do a bunch of requirements. We provide you with scripts to help you through the setup process. In 365, if you go to the service, it works for you. So if you just want to try out the experience, go to the service, try it there. It's just a setup for you guys. So let's go into a functional overview, and I actually want to talk very little around slides in the functional overview section and do a lot just with demo, because that's what your users will experience, and I think it tells much more than any could present. So let me switch to my demo. And let me just go through a typical scenario. It's a Monday, it's not quite morning, although in Redmond, still just get started. I have a second or third coffee. I usually start my day with Outlook. I check my inbox. Usually, since the Monday morning, my lovely manager, Shashi, has sent me a bunch of emails on a Sunday evening. I don't know why, but she always does that. So let's see what she has for me. But before we go into that, I want to quickly show you site mailboxes and how site mailboxes show in my Outlook client, because I will use a lot of site mailboxes later on. My email and go through my to-dos that Shashi sent me. So you can see site mailbox show up here in the personal mailbox, and down here are site mailboxes. I can expand each of those site mailboxes, and you'll see that they have an email part to them. It's basically a shared store for email for project team, and they have a document part to them. And this is new. Like the shared inbox, you could say, okay, you had shared mailboxes for many, many years. What's different? The document part is different. This is where we actually show documents that don't live in an Exchange server, but live in a SharePoint site that is connected to the site mailbox. So you will see a bunch of documents here. You will see that this document library has subfolders, and you can see the documents in those subfolders. All of that really lives on SharePoint. And you can even see other document libraries that I also have connected to my site. And of course, I can do that for all the site mailboxes that I have in my client. So here are a bunch of site mailboxes that I have connected, and all of them have an inbox and a document library part. I'll show you how to work with it just in the next part of my demonstration. What I also want to show as we talk about how site mailboxes are showing Outlook is that since those based on mailboxes, I can now take any of those folders to my favorites. For instance, if I care about product strategy, again, on the SharePoint side, but I care about seeing changes in that library, all I need to do is right-click and show it in favorites. And now, for the first time ever, I believe, you can see the document library in your favorites. If somebody changes the document gets modified, if a new document gets posted, it will actually increase my unread counter over there. So it's a super powerful way for me to see, like, right away if something changed in the documents. I can mark all of them as read, and I will see any changes that happen to those documents in my favorites. The other thing I can do right from here is TechReady. TechReady is our internal event to get the field up to date, to educate them about the newest features. TechReady was, I believe, 2 months ago. I don't actually need that project anymore. I can just close it right here from my Outlook view. And that doesn't delete the content there for the next TechReady. We can go back. We can check back the content, but I don't need it in my navigation right now. So I just stay out of my way right now. And I also have, I always have like the scoped view of the things I care about at any given point in time. Of course, there are other projects that become important again, and I can easily, from Outlook, manage my site mailboxes, ECP view, and see all the site mailboxes that I'm a member or owner of, and pick any of those and pin them out. So let's say tech ad is coming up. I want to see what I did in the last tech ad. I can just pin it simply from there. And after some 30 minutes or so, when order D comes back to Outlook the next time, it will without me needing to do anything else. Also, and that's the last thing about navigation I want to show you guys right here from Outlook. I can very easily go to the SharePoint site. How many of you guys have remembering all the URLs of all the SharePoint sites that you should care of? Yeah, like there's less two hands for me, and I would raise three hands if I. Document libraries in Outlook, open web browser, leaves me right. So I don't have to remember those URLs anymore. As I have the site mailbox, my Outlook client, I'm good. I have a direct, fast way to get to those SharePoint sites. So that is navigation. But now let's get to the fun part. Let's get to Shashi actually wanting me to do. Let's get to emails and how site mailboxes can help. Most of what I will be doing is around corporate strategy and corporate strategy team. We will have an analyst briefing coming up pretty soon, and Shashi had sent me a bunch of to-dos and work items briefing. Let's quickly check the inbox what we have. So here's a kickoff email that she wants me to do something about. She wants to share it. Here are a couple of email discussion that she wants me to share with the team. Okay. Here's a round, and she tells me, please make sure that we don't. Thank you. Yes, I'm doing this for the first time. And then there's another one, which is presentation template, where I will need a bunch of people. Presentation. So let's go to those one by one. Here's the easy one. Email thread. She wants me to share that and preserve that for the team. So it's basically a file request. A file thread. That site mailbox, and here it is. The team who has access to the site mailbox can now just go to the site mailbox, have the full context of conversations there. If somebody joins the team later on, there is no no more, can you please forward me the most important conversations? It's just, here's the side mailbox, go there. Everything is there, reading top to bottom, and you're up to speed. That one was easy. Let's see what else she has. There's the kickoff meeting. Keep sending me stuff all the time. Here's important information, please share with the team. I think it's a good opportunity for a teachable moment. So how about I reply to her, I CC the site mailbox. Since it's a mailbox, it has an address. It's a member of a distribution list. And tell her, CCing the site mailbox, you should do that too. Hopefully that doesn't. I sent her the reply mailbox, so within a show up box of the site mailbox down here. Not when the counter increments. The way of doing that, a bunch of people and ask them for input. I get all the inputs back. I have to consolidate the inputs. It takes me like a month to get together, and probably somebody will yell at me because I override a change that I shouldn't have done. Of course, SharePoint is solving co-authoring, your version control. SharePoint that often because we have to go there. Like there's that barrier to go from Outlook to SharePoint and actually use the technology. With site mailboxes, all I really need to do is I have the SharePoint. Italics in the document library, which means it's pending upload. What Outlook is doing is sends it to Exchange. Exchange turns around and tries to publish that document in the document library in SharePoint. And as soon as that operation is confirmed, it will come back with a shortcut to that document, basically only presenting the metadata. And whenever I document from Outlook in SharePoint, this is what actually happens. We will actually go to the document from the SharePoint site and ask me for. While we were doing that, like opening the document from the SharePoint site, you can see that the publish process now has completed. And what actually came back was a new document with, or a new link to the document with the metadata. And I will talk about that metadata a little bit more in. So here's my third triage action. I took an attachment from email and stored it in a SharePoint library instead of sending around the email attachments and then the different versions again. So I've done that. That's good. I've done this before. Just one more, which is you want to make sure that email actually are in the context of that email and not separate from it. The context is important. The ways I could do that is the simple way is I could just drag and drop the email to the site mailbox, and with that, basically that email in the shared mailbox on the team. Or I could say, why don't I publish that email into the document libraries, turn it into a legal record. Like record. And I probably even want to go to the SharePoint site and lock it as a record. With that, it would be cured and nothing could ever happen anymore. The link to the document is now on the SharePoint site. Lock it, and I'm done. So that was publishing and my triage experience. Now, one of the things that Shashi wanted me to do is prepare a presentation for the briefing. Template, I need to get some people involved and to actually working with me on that. So how about, I love delegation. Andrew. Can you please help with this? And what it does, as you can see, is it doesn't actually forward the document, which we don't want to leverage SharePoint for co-authoring and working together. What it does is it forwards the link to the document. So if Andrew receives the email, he will double-click on the link, he will open the document from the SharePoint side, and we will all work against the same version in the SharePoint side. We will all leverage co-authoring, running, everything that SharePoint does. So let's do that. And let's also say I actually want to catch up with a new team member on the most important documents that my specific project pertains to. An easy way to do that, which would be, okay, sorry for that. So I want to share a bunch of documents with Andrew. I can do that pretty much the same way I did it for one document. I select the documents I care about. I drag and drop them into an email, and I have all the links to the documents right in my email. So it's a super, super easy way to share from the SharePoint side and to make sure that it works against that one version of the truth and not validated later on. That was that. There's one more thing that I want to show, which is, I mentioned a couple of times, and I will mention a couple of times more, that because it's super important. Oh, I hate those. We're not synchronizing documents from SharePoint to Exchange. That means if I want to use a site mailbox in an offline scenario, of course I will have all the emails of the site mailbox with me all the time because it's a mailbox and Outlook synchronizes those mailbox. But for the SharePoint part of the equation, what I actually need to do is I need to go to the SharePoint site and synchronize the site. And if I do that, it will take the site offline, it will bring the site in the Office document cache, and then if I click on any of those shortcuts through Outlook, it will open the document right from the document cache. Okay, and I should have signed in before. There was a question? Good question. I'm taking questions at the end, but that's an easy one. It will sync periodically. Office document cache does all the work of syncing documents periodically, keeping them updated, and also merging changes back. So you can actually change a document offline while on the plane, and somebody else can change the document on the SharePoint server at the same time, and the changes will be merged. That's the power of using SharePoint and not trying to replicate that stuff into other workloads. Okay, so that was taking offline.
Another hopefully real quick question. Does this work in OAuth?
Another question, does this work in OAuth? Good question. It will not show in your OAuth if you start OAuth like from your personal mailbox. But what we have is we can open the SharePoint site. And I should have actually shown that. And from the SharePoint site, you have the mailbox link. And if you click on the mailbox link, it will open a OAuth session to that specific site mailbox. So you can get to the content from OAuth. It doesn't show side by side with your personal mailbox.
Can I add it as an additional mailbox?
You cannot add it as an additional mailbox. OK, so last part of the demo, and then I'll show a few slides and hand over to Shashi to make sure that she has enough time for her part. I want to show you guys how to actually create a site mailbox. So far, I just showed you how easy it is to work with existing site mailboxes. Let's now create a new site mailbox. And there are a bunch of different ways how I could do that, and Shashi will talk about the different ways. I want to show you the simplest one because I like simple. So from Outlook, I can right-click on my personal mailbox, and I have the new menu item, Create Site Mailbox. And that requires some configuration, and Shashi will tell you guys how to do that. When I click on that, basically what I get is a SharePoint site creation form. From that site creation form, I just enter the name that I want to have for my site mailbox. And you can see here that I also have the option to pick a policy. That's again something that the IT admin can configure. IT admins can make policies mandatory, they can make them optional or not show policies at all. So if I pick a policy, that will have a bunch of implications on lifecycle, and Shashi will talk about that as well. I'm just picking one for demo purposes. Of course, I pick high business impact because everything I make is high business impacting. And I create the SharePoint site. So this takes a little bit. Usually, I show you guys a trick now. Usually, the site is actually already created while the little spinning. So if I click on my sites, you can already see it here. So that's my Easter egg for you. Site creation takes too long. Don't wait for the spinner to complete. Let's go back to sites, and the site will already be there. So once you created a site, now you can see that in Carousel, you have the site mailbox as a new option. You click on that guy, and you have the site mailbox app. That's step two. As soon as you actually click on that app, or any of your users clicks on that app, we'll provision a mailbox. The mailbox will show up for the user in their navigation. So it's a pretty simple three-step process. You can actually make it simple. Site creation. That template could as well just create a site mailbox right away. What type of experience? Yeah, I'm really sorry about the mic stuff. Maybe I should just start shouting. Okay, let's try number three. Three is a charm. So, we've seen the end user experience in the demo. Is it dropping out again? Yeah, apologies. I'll speak louder. Yep. Do we need it for the recording, actually? Okay. I use that one, and I hand it to Shashi, and we're all good. So, apologies again for the last time, hopefully. So, let's quickly recap. What have we seen so far? So what we saw is basically that a site well now it's really not. Basically that a site mailbox uses to, can you crank that down a little bit? I like hearing myself, but not that much. Basically, site mailbox brings two stores together. Emails are stored in Exchange, documents are stored in SharePoint, and we're not moving stuff around. If you want to go to the emails from the SharePoint side, we will show you OWA. If you want to go to the documents from Outlook, we will give you a link to the SharePoint site. We do have one list of owners and one list of members, though, and there's one provisioning and one lifecycle. If the SharePoint site goes away, the site mailbox goes away. If somebody is added as a member to the SharePoint site, he will be a member of the site mailbox. If somebody's removed, the same thing. And as I've already hinted at, all the management is done by the SharePoint site. A site mailbox is created from the SharePoint site, members are added on the SharePoint site, policy is applied to the SharePoint site, and then Exchange, the mailbox will just mimic what the site does. For the end user, all that doesn't really matter. For the end user, there's one integrated view, regardless of whether they come from a web experience and they go from the SharePoint site to OWA, or whether they come from Outlook and see all the documents in Outlook. So that's the basic idea. What does it actually take to show site mailboxes in Outlook? First of all, you have to have Outlook 2013 Pro Plus. Users need to be on an Exchange 2013 server as well with their personal mailbox. Everybody, regardless of Outlook version and Exchange server version, can get to the content of the site mailbox by going to the SharePoint site and then OWA. That's open for everybody. But if you want to have the Outlook desktop experience, you need that. There's also a limit on the number of site mailboxes you can pin at any given time, and that limit is 10. So if you want to have a 11th side mailbox, you need to close one and add the other one. Up to that limit, we will just add side mailboxes to your navigation every time you get added to a, as a member to a side mailbox. We will just pop it. After that, once you hit that limit of 10, it's up to you to decide which ones you want to see at any given time. And each side mailbox shows the inbox, of course, and then all the document libraries on the SharePoint side that you pin to Quick Launch. So if you have more than one document library in SharePoint, you actually have a way of controlling which ones you want to show in the side mailbox and which ones you don't. You probably don't care about all of them. Opening documents from SharePoint. This is pretty much a recap of what you've seen, but I will beat that one like again and again because it's so important. If a user clicks on a document, he doesn't actually have the document in Outlook or Exchange. What he has is metadata, the URL. That URL gets passed to the Office application. The Office application will now turn around and say, hey, can I reach the SharePoint site? Or if not, do I have that document in ODC? And if either of those two is true, then the Office app will open the document in the client and you will have the full functionality from SharePoint, co-authoring, and all those things that I sold you for a bunch of times now. So super important, only metadata is synced, which means there's not a lot of storage you need, and it also means you cannot get into versioning conflicts ever because everything is against, again, the SharePoint side. So syncing, how does that actually work and what is synced? For documents, metadata is synced. Metadata basically meaning the URL to the document, the name of the document, the author, and when it was last modified, and the size of the document on the SharePoint side. We also sync members and owners of the SharePoint site to the site mailbox. And the important thing here is if you want to have a site mailbox show up in your Outlook client, you actually need to be a member of that site as a person. If you're a member of that site through a security group, it will not show up for you. Like, it has to be the person because we're trying to match that person on the Exchange site and add it to the member list. And sync happens basically in three different buckets. One is activity-driven. If somebody works with the site mailbox, if somebody drops a document into the site mailbox, we sync right away. We want to make sure if somebody's working against the site mailbox, you always have like the most up-to-date sync status. If people only have the site mailbox connected in their Outlook or they have it open in OAuth but don't do a lot, we sync a little more lazily, like every 15 minutes, and just make sure that you always have a pretty much up-to-date state of what's going on in the site mailbox with regards to membership as well as documents. And then we have that timer job, which is basically, okay, if nobody ever works with the site mailbox from Exchange, but a member gets added on SharePoint, every 6 hours we will make sure that we sync that, and this member is also added to the site mailbox. So it's basically three stages. If you're actively working with the site mailbox right away, if nobody's doing anything, at least every 6 hours you know that you did get a sync. So that was a lot of stuff on the, like the easy stuff, the 100 level, the fluffy and beautiful things. Now for the more complicated stuff, the 200 admin level and then the 300 support level, I'll actually ask Shashi to help me out a little bit here. And I'll pass the mic and hope this one stays with us.
Thank you, Alphonse. Welcome, everyone. You had a good preview of the different feature set of site mailboxes. At this point, I want to go a little bit more deeper into what are the different admin controls available to you, like as to provisioning of a site mailbox, how to set them up, and what are the different, he talked about briefly, policies and lifecycle of site mailboxes. With that, you may be curious now, how do I get one? So there are two ways you can get a site mailbox. One is through Office 365, which is the easiest way. Everything is set up for you. You just sign up for a tenant and start using it. And the next option is the on-premise option. We do have few prereqs that we suggest that you follow, and we have some scripts readily available for you to have the site mailbox set up. With that, I want to go into what are those prereqs. So there's two buckets. There's the version requirements and the configuration requirements. From a version standpoint, we require that you have Exchange 2013 and SharePoint 2013, and Outlook Professional Plus 2013. And we want to make sure that your personal mailbox is also on 2013. And one thing to call out here is that we want to make sure the SharePoint server and the Exchange server are on the same premise, although users can be on cross-premise. The next one is the configuration requirements. From the SharePoint form, you want to make sure that you have the user profile synchronization configured and also SSL-enabled web applications are enabled. And then on the Exchange side, you want to make sure that auto-discover is set up and that you have the right RBAC rules for accessing and managing these site mailboxes. So I talked about the script that is available to you. And what that does is it installs the APIs on both the SharePoint form and on the Exchange form and enables the OAuth trust between the Exchange server and the SharePoint. And also it lets you allow you specify from a SharePoint form which Exchange domain do you want to communicate to for site mailbox provisioning. So you can, what the script allows you to do is specify an Exchange domain that you want to configure the SharePoint form to for site mailbox provisioning. So there are oftentimes, there are a couple of scenarios that I want to bring out here is, one, you may be interested, you may have some geo-partitioning that you would like to do. In that case, you can specify a specific SMTP address of a database that you want specifically used for site mailbox provisioning. And we have seen that it come in handy when especially we have Exchange Forest with multiple versions of Exchange. Like, for example, if you have Exchange Server 2010 and Exchange Server 2013, and since site mailboxes are supported only on Exchange 2013, you want to point to a database that is on Exchange 2013, and that you can do by specifying the SMTP address of a mailbox in that database. And now we have the topo all set up, and you may wonder, oh, how do I enable an end user to provision these site mailboxes? We have three ways of enabling that. One, out of the box, right out of the box, when you set up your SharePoint form and Exchange server, you're given a default page that people can hit where they can create a new site and assign a site mailbox app and install the app. And that's the one that Alphonse showed you. And yet another way to do is, you can create a customized self-servicing page from Outlook, which actually a lot of times these, when we enable these options for our end users, we want to collect, as IT tenant admins, we want to collect additional information about why that site mailbox is being provisioned and why that site is being created. So in those scenarios, this comes very handy because you could add these other metadata that you want to collect into this custom page, and you can assign this custom page for your organization. And you would do that through set organization config, and you would specify the URL that you want the end users to be pointed to when they create a site mailbox. And the third one here is a little more sophisticated one where, say you have a very good automated provisioning workflow system, and you wanted to incorporate the provisioning of site and site mailbox within that workflow, we have a few commandlets at your disposal, such as new site mailbox and get site mailbox, that you can script and include in the provisioning process. So those are the three different ways of provisioning site mailboxes. And at this point, as tenant admins, you may wonder, oh, I have these lot of different ways of creating site mailboxes. How do I manage them? And that's where a policy comes in very handy. And before I jump into policy, I want to briefly go through the life cycle of a site mailbox. So there are four stages. One, creation, and then active use, closure, and deletion. So at creation, like you saw, there are multiple entry points for creating a site mailbox. You can provision them through the SharePoint site. And then that is when actually a team starts a project, right? And you've created a site mailbox for the collaboration within the team. And then you actively use, you're sharing content, you're sending messages back and forth, and that's when the active use phase is. And then now the team has worked on the project and the project is coming to an end, but you want to keep the content for a while. So that's when the whole closure state comes. It's more of an in-place archive, so to speak. One thing to call out here is that at that point, your content is available only from SharePoint and not through Outlook. But like often showed, you can access them, the documents through the SharePoint site, and you can click on the mailbox link that was on the left hand to get to the conversations. And then the last state is the deletion. So remember that how Alphonse was mentioning that everything is mastered through SharePoint. So when the site is being deleted, that's when SharePoint, the site mailbox is also deleted. So it's actually marked for deletion. if you're in a service, it is automatically taken care of. Whereas an on-premise, we have scripts for the tenant admins to go run them manually to delete these site mailboxes. So having said that, so this is what actually a policy defines. And at this point, I'd like to show how to create a policy. So this is the SharePoint site that you can see. I'm actually in the SharePoint Admin Center. For those who wonder how I got here, if you go under Admin and you click on SharePoint, that's how you get to the Admin Center. But by the way, this is the O365 view of my site collections. And I'm going to pick the first site collection here, and to which I want to create a policy for. And these are the different properties. And I click on the URL to get that site collection. And if you see on top right corner, you see the gear. And under that, you can choose the site settings. And you would see the different sections here. And you want to navigate to the site collection administration section. And then you have the site policies. And if you can see, these are the policies that you have seen before when Alphonse was trying to create a site, that these were the policies that he showed you. Now, I'll just walk you through of creating a new site policy. Create. So basically, there's a new description. I'm going to create a new policy. I'm going to say this. Site in, say, 60 days. And you're left with three options here. You know, you can say do not close or delete the site permanently. Or delete the sites automatically, or close and delete. So I'm going to choose a simple option here saying delete the sites. And I want to delete the site in 2 months from the close date, when the project was over. And then you have other options here as well about getting notified. And I'm going to leave them as it is now for now. And then I'm going to click OK. And you can see there's a new policy that is created. So now we have created this new policy, and how do you enable these policies for your organization? So I will go back to the SharePoint Admin Center, and on the left you can see the settings tab. You click on the settings tab, and when you scroll down, you have a section called Start a Site. And under the Show the link, you want to look at the site classification, and this is where the three choices are available for how to enforce the policy for the site mailbox provisioning. One is hidden from users, and the other one is an optional, and you can make it required. In this case, I've made it required, and I can go ahead and say save. So that's how you would enable a policy for your organization. And I quickly want to show, go back to the sites, where I can see all the sites that's here, and when I click on a new site, I can see the policy that I just created. And I will have to choose one before I can see the create button enabled with a name. So with that, I want to kind of go back to presentation here. So a few other things to consider. We have added this email deduplication feature where a lot of times you've seen customers who have to, some of the customers who have to record every single conversation that comes into their inbox that is related to their project, so they will drag and drop these content into the site mailbox. But there are times when they are duplicates. So we enable the deduplication by allowing them to enable that by through the set site mailbox, and we have what's called the remove duplicate messages attribute. They can set it to true. By default, it is disabled, which means that you would have duplicate content of messages when multiple users are dragging and dropping into the inbox of the site mailbox. The next one I want to call out here is the cross-premise support. Basically, when site mailboxes are created in service and you wanted the on-prem users to be able to address to the site mailbox, you want to make sure it is being synced to the on-prem. Today, we have some support scripts available, and it is available on TechNet for you to download and run that. Today, that is not enabled in an automated way, but you have scripts available that you just have to run to make sure these objects are synchronized to on-prem. Sorry?
I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. How about now? Better? But now? Still? Hello? I'll probably hold it. So the next one I wanted to go through is the diagnostics, and I will kind of go through that with a demo to see what are the possible things that an end user can do from a troubleshooting standpoint and what an admin can do. So quickly switching over to my demo. And bringing back my Outlook. So in here, as you see, this is my, so I'm just going to be working with the FY14 sales report site mailbox. You can see this is my personal mailbox, and I have other site mailboxes listed, just like you saw in Alphonse's view of Outlook. And at this point, I'm going to show you what happens when a document that's already in the documents folder being dragged and dropped into the documents folder. So it initiates a sync, this is when it is actually syncing with SharePoint, and it comes back saying it's already exists. So in the meantime, while that is getting synced, I'm going to show you the different view, the folders view of site mailboxes. And you can see there's a sync issues folder. Any issues related to sync, you would be able to see that there. And so if you see, the documents just disappeared from this list, and I'm going to check on the sync issues. And as you can see, it clearly says it failed to upload, and it says that it is because it's already existing. So there is a good description of what happened for an end user to take an action accordingly. The next one I do want to show, I want to go back to the documents folder. And as you see, this one looks like Alphonse is actively working on it, but I think it is an old document. So I'm just old document or so I'm trying to delete that document. Well, obviously he's working on it, we don't allow, by default SharePoint doesn't allow that when someone has it opened. So again, I would expect in that scenario also a sync issue coming up. And well, I'm just going to point to one that I was using yesterday where I could see that, again, it says it is checked out for editing by a different user. So these are some of the ways that an end user can troubleshoot some of the errors or things that he's seeing. Another one I did want to show is by right-clicking on the site mailbox on Outlook, you can get to the properties of the site mailbox. And as you can see, it'll bring the OWA options page of the site mailbox, where it'll list the properties of the site mailbox. This is the name of the site mailbox. What is the SMTP address of the mailbox? And what is the SharePoint site that it is linked to? The next one here, this is basically shared between me and Alphonse. So you can see the who are the owners and members. And remember that these are all mastered in SharePoint. It's just synced back to Exchange. And the last one here is basically the different sync status. So we have document sync, membership sync, and maintenance sync. So you can see it gives you exactly the time when it was synced. It also gives you an option to force a sync. And it also gives you an option, say, for example, if we were running into some errors, it allows you to email yourself the details of the errors, and thus you can contact your tenant admin, allows the end user to contact the tenant admin with those details, so further the tenant admin can help. So that's about the end user diagnostics, and these are the different ways we can enable an end user to be powerful in using the site mailboxes. Now I'm going to switch back to the slide deck here. So we looked at the three different things. What happens when a document fails? What are the different possible errors that can happen? So we've seen it could be just that the document already exists, insufficient permissions, or even we saw that it could be locked by someone else. And the last one there is the members not seeing the site mailbox. One of the possible, so that's where we saw in site mailbox properties, we could see the who the users and members are. So if someone is saying, hey, I'm not able to see the site mailbox, that's a place that someone can go and look. Oh, is the user even listed here to begin with? Now, I want to take an opportunity to go walk through what an admin would do in some of these scenarios. So our office and I was working on putting this demo together, and I was creating this site mailbox, the FY14 sales report. And he approached me and said, hey, you know, this site mailbox that you've created, I can't even see it. And the first thing as an admin, what I did was okay, let me just go get the site mailbox properties. And sure enough, I'm only listed as owner. Alphonse is not even there. So the next thing that came to my mind is, how about I run some diagnostics to see when was the last sync that ever happened? And sure enough, the last thing that happened is document sync. And at that point, I decided to force a membership sync. And I can do that by issuing the update site mailbox commandlet, which allows me to force the sync. And as you can see, the sync successfully happened, and Alphonse is now listed as a member in the member list of the site mailbox. So my problem was solved, but I did want to call out that, so if that didn't solve, then what else could have gone wrong? It has to be the communication between the SharePoint and the Exchange. So at that point, you can also check the OAuth, trust that is established between Exchange and SharePoint, and you can do that by issuing the test site mailbox commandlet to ensure if the OAuth is. In this case, it was all fine, but you can actually see why it would fail. And I quickly want to summarize. So again, these are the three different buckets. We said it could be auth failures. It could be possibly that the metadata is not synchronized. You could force synchronize. And if the membership is not synchronized, you could force synchronize membership sync as well. All these are all these tools are available to you through commandlets. You are you can debug, you can do a lot of stuff with the as a tenant admin, you can do a lot of stuff with site mailboxes. So these are all these slide deck is going to be available to you. These resources will be available to you later at the session. And the last one, as a feature PM on site mailbox, I'm always interested in figuring out, oh, how many site mailboxes are really provisioned in the tenant? And again, I use those set of commandlets to decipher the data, and get site mailbox is one of them. And also, out of all the site mailboxes, how many are really active in the tenant? And I do that by get mailbox statistics. And I'm always curious about how big is the size of the site mailbox? And who are the members and owners of the site mailbox? So all these commandlets comes in handy in figuring out these data points for me. And lastly, we have some resources available to you to get to know more about site mailboxes and how to set up any cloud-specific questions and everything. We have resources. We'll be sharing out this to you and opening up for Q&A. And we would really love to hear from you. Please do attend our session tomorrow on Experts Unplugged on Public Folder and Site Mailboxes. And you can schedule a meeting with us to chat more. And please leave your cards so we can get in touch with you.